Philip Sample P, right? The surgeon care today's date is 10/10/2022. The patient is Paul. Barber. Kosinski. Kosinski spells K-O-C-I-N-S-K-I. Barber spells B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 05/04/1950. This is a 72-year-old female here with painful and frequent urination period. Patient stated she has a history of UTI and symptoms are similar. She says symptoms started approximately 2 days ago, but today has gotten worse, period. She described pain as pressure-like, located in a suprapubic region, worse during urination, but after she completely empties her bladder, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Respiration 18, pulse 91. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. Normal bowel sounds, tenderness in the suprapubic region. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcystic or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, dementia, cranial nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan assessment. Number one is acute UTI. Number two, hematuria. Number three, proteinuria, period. Because of patient's age, I advise patient to go to the emergency room for more aggressive treatment for UTI. Our urine shows the following: bilirubin, glucose, the correction blood, protein, nitrite, and the leukocyte esterase, period. She says she does not want to go to the emergency room. She says she's just here to have some antibiotics, and she will take it. And if she doesn't get better, she will go there. We had a discussion about her condition and the fact that her, considering a risk factor, namely age, she says she understands, but will want antibiotics pill to take at home. And if she gets worse, she will go to the emergency room, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medications. Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 7 days, number 14. 1-4, no refills. Next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 pill TID, PRN for pain. Number 9, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a injection of lincomycin, 300 milligrams IM in the clinic. She was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, after which she was revalved, and she reports no side effects from the medication. Says she's comfortable with my discharge plans. She's advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. End of dictation.